Erev Tov, everybody. I'd like to share an idea about Leil HaSeder. The title of the shir could either be called Seder at the Seder. It could be called an explanation of the halacha of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, Kol Shelo Amar, etc. It's based somewhat on notes that were taken in a shir that Rabbi Soloveitchik gave, that the notes are brought down in Noraot HaRav in the 8th Chelek Chet. The Rambam begins his discussion of the laws of Pesach night in Perek Chet of Hilchot Chametz Umatzah. The Rambam begins by using the following words: Seder asiyat mitzvot elu b'leil chamisha asar kach hu. The order of performing these mitzvot on the night of the 15th is, etc. And he goes through the halachot seder, the seder of the seder. First it's kadesh, then it's urchatz, etc., etc. Now the question that one could ask on the Rambam is that when the Rambam uses the language Seder Asiyat Mitzvot Elu, when the Rambam says the words that the order of performing these mitzvot is, etc., does he mean to suggest an order of the mitzvot? This is the best way to fulfill the mitzvot? Or is he conveying a halacha, a rule, that must be followed? Rabbi Soloveitchik assumed the latter. Rabbi Soloveitchik assumed, many of those who learn Rambam, every single word is meaningful, is chosen precisely. And when the Rambam says Seder, it means halachically must be so, must be done in this order. Rabbi Soloveitchik quotes another halacha in a completely different context, where it's very clear that the Rambam says that the halachot of the Seder must be followed in this order, and that is in Hilchot Avodat Yom HaKippurim, Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph. Again, it's Hilchot Avodat Yom HaKippurim, Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph. These are the halachot that talk about the Avoda and the Beit HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, where the Rambam uses a very similar terminology, Seder kol ha-ma'asim shebayom ze kach hu. The Rambam, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, tells us that the order of the Kohen Gadol's Avoda and the Beit HaMikdash and Yom Kippur is, etc., is the following. In this case, however, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Rambam is very clear. The Rambam is very clear that the order is a must. Must be so. How do we know that? Because you turn not to Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, turn to Perek Hey Halacha Aleph in Avodat Yom HaKippurim, and here the Rambam says it black on white. Kol Avodot She'oved Bevigdei Lavan Bifnim Bahechal Tzarich La'asotan Al HaSeder Shebiyarnu Ve'im Hikdim Bahen Ma'aseh L'Chavero Lo Asa Klum. The Rambam says that all the halachot of Yom Kippur, the avoda of the Kohen Gadol, must be done in this order. And if you did, step two before step one, or step three before step two, lo asa klum. And Rabbi Soloveitchik again assumes that therefore it must be so about Pesach night as well. The Seder must be beseder. The Seder must be in order. And Rabbi Soloveitchik asks a very basic question: why? Why is that so? Why must we fulfill the Seder in order? I mean, after all, we have a Seder full of halachot. As long as I do all the halachot, that's all I need to do. That doesn't matter necessarily what order it is. Where does it say in the Haggadah what order it has to be in? This question is made even stronger from a Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Chet Amud Bet. And there the Gemara says that if a person is forced by bandits to eat matzah on the night of Pesach, he's yotze. The language of the Gemara is kfa'o v'achal matzah yatza. If a person is forced to eat matzah, he's yotze. Now, if according to the Rambam you need an order on Pesach in order to be yotze the mitzvot halayla, then why? Why would he be Yotze in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah if someone forced him? I can't imagine someone brings a gun to his head and says, you will eat matzah or I'll kill you. I can't imagine he starts singing, he gets this young kid to sing the Manishtana. It doesn't make sense. He ate the matzah, he's Yotze. So why? How can you say that there is a specific order when it comes to fulfilling the mitzvot halayla? If on Seder night, if we have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which we paskin like, that says that if you're forced to eat, you're Yotze. In order to understand these questions, we'd like to look at a Gemara that everyone knows. It's a Gemara that is quoted in the Haggadah. The Gemara is in Masechet Psachim, Daf Kuf Tet Zayin about Aleph, and it goes on to Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Bet. The Gemara says, and everyone's familiar with this, Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer. Kol shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu bapesach lo yatsa yedechovato. Whoever has not fulfilled the mitzvah, whoever has not said the following three things, lo yatsa yedechovato, has not fulfilled the mitzvah, ve'elu hein, pesach, matzah, or maror. And we all know, pesach al shum shepasach hamakom, etc. Matzah al shum shenigalu avotein b'mitzrayim, etc. Bring a pasuk. Maror al shum shemeru hamitzrim et chayei avotein b'mitzrayim, etc. Kol shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu pesach, lo yatsa yedei chovato. Very nice. That Gemara is brought down lahalacha in the Rambam. And the question is going to be, what does it mean, lo yatsa yedei chovato? What does it mean? The way the Rambam understands it is different than other Rishonim. The Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchot Chametz Umatzah Perek Zayin, halacha hey, as follows. He says, kol mi shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu b'leil chamisha asar, lo yatsa yedei chovato. Ve'elu hein, Pesach matzah or maror, Pesach al shum, etc. Maror matzah, and the last words he says, udvarim ha'elu kulan hein hanikra'in hagada. Again, udvarim ha'elu kulan hein nikra'in hagada. In other words, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of hagada, Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, is that you must recite the rationale and the sources behind the mitzvot of the night. In other words, when Rabbi Gamliel said Lo Yatsa Yedei Chovato, it means he is Yotze. The individual mitzvah of matzah, I could eat matzah and say nothing and still be Yotze matzah. I could eat maror and say nothing and be Yotze maror. I can eat Pesach, Korban Pesach, Mitzvah Hashem, we will this year, and be Yotzei Korban Pesach. But I am not Yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. In other words, the Rambam holds that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah, to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, I have to explain, discuss, describe, learn about the rationale behind those mitzvot. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, according to the Rambam, demands the explanation of the mitzvot halayla of Pesach. If you fail to explain those mitzvot, the obligation of those particular mitzvot, you'd be Yotze. But you would not be Yotze the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. And that explains the case of the bandits who forced a person to eat matzah. Sure, he's Yotze the mitzvah of matzah. He's Yotze matzah. He's not Yotze Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. This is not only the Rambam who holds this, but the Machzor Vitri, one of the students of Rashi, says the same thing. The Rashbatz, who has a perush on the Haggadah, Rabbi Shimon ben Tzemach Duran, who died in the middle of the 15th century, a huge gadol, late Rishon, will say at the in from Algiers. This is the halacha, the opinion of the Mabit also, Rabbi Moshe Mitrani, who died at the end of the 16th century, excuse me, one of the great poskim of Tzvat. This is the Rambam's halacha, that you're Yotzei Matzah, if you don't say what Rabbi Gamliel tells you to say. You're just not Yotzei Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Other Rishonim disagree. The Ramban, for example, disagrees. The Ramban quotes a Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. And the Gemara says as follows, Hakore et Shma Shacharit im Anshe Mishmar v'Anshe Ma'amar lo Yatsa. The Anshe Mishmar were the Kohanim who worked throughout the year. The Anshe Mishmar were the Kohanim who worked in the Beit HaMikdash that week? The Anshei Ma'amar are the Yisraelim who are on duty that week. Now it happens to be that though they had a very early job in the Beit HaMikdash. They had a very early job. And they had to say Kriyat Shema earlier than usual. Then halachically preferable. And so if you, let's say, were davening in a minyan of Kohanim who had to go to the Beit HaMikdash, and you said Shema when they said Shema, the Gemara says Lo Yatza. Gemara again in Yuma Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. The Ramban, in Milchamot Hashem from Brachot Bet Amud Bet. The Milchamot Hashem is quoted, is printed by the Rif, so it's a Dapei HaRif, Brachot Bet Amud Bet, Dapei HaRif. The Ramban says the following, V'heich efshar shehayu anshei mishmar v'anshei ma'amad mevatlin mitzvat kriyat shema. How is it possible? Every single day you're working the Beit HaMikdash and you can't even daven Kriyat Shema on time? Ella says the Ramban, Vadai, Mai lo yatzai lechovato? Shelo kiye mitzvah kehalacha. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah kehalacha. We'll call it lechatchila. We'll say you didn't fulfill the mitzvah completely. You fulfilled your mitzvah, but you didn't do it in the best way possible. The Ramban continues. Kayotze ba. You know, it's a similar example, says the Ramban. Our Gemara in Pesachim. Kol mi shelo amar shlosha dvarim elu b'leil chamisha asar lo yatza yedei chovato. Says the Ramban, v'lo sheyehei tzarich lachzor v'leachol Pesach matzar maror. The Ramban says, how is it possible? How can you think that the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Ma'amad would disregard the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Impossible. It must mean that the words lo yatza means that he did not fulfill his mitzvah completely. He did not fulfill his obligation l'chatchila. And Ramban uses that Gemara for our Gemara, for Leil HaSeder. What does Ramban Gamliel mean to say according to the Ramban? He does satisfy the minimal requirement of these mitzvot. Pesach Matzar Maror. In other words, Lo Yatzah Ramban Gamliel means he's Yotzeh the mitzvah of Matzah. He's Yotzeh the mitzvah of Maror. He's Yotzeh the mitzvah of Pesach. He's just not Yotzeh completely. Because these mitzvot have an additional component of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. These mitzvot are unique in that they require explanation and rationale. In other words, according to the Rambam, I can eat matzah and be yotzei matzah. But if I don't describe the rationale, I'm yotzei matzah 1,000%. Tzadik gamor with matzah. I'm just not yotzei Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. The Ramban would say, nothing to do with the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is a completely different halacha. But when I eat matzah, I can fulfill it in a minimal way by eating it, or I can fulfill it in the most lechatchila way by eating it and describing the halacha behind it, describing the rationale behind it. Once again, the Rambam would say that eating matzah is one thing. Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim has an additional element. Rabbi Gamliel was talking about Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. According to the Ramban, Rabbi Gamliel was talking about mitzvah matzah itself. The mitzvah of matzah has two elements, eating and describing. So it's a machloket Rambam and Ramban, and others we'll see in a moment. It's a machloket between the Rambam and Ramban. When is Rabbi Gamliel, Yol lo yatzai dei chovato, is he talking about Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim? Or is he talking about matzah? And by the way, I didn't go back to this. The Ramban, how would he explain the case in Rosh Hashanah of a person who's forced to eat matzah? Sure, the person fulfilled his mitzvah to eat matzah by being forced to eat it with a gun to his head. He just didn't fulfill it in the most complete way. This is the same opinion of the Ritva. The Ritva, in his Beur HaGadah Shalela Pesach, if you have the volume of the Musar Rav Kook, it's on Daf Lamed Chet. The Ritva says, "Umasha katav lo yatza yedei chovato perusho lachachamim shelo kiyem mitzvato karaui ki lo matzinu sheikpida katuv ba'amira." That's the Ritva. The Ritva would say the same thing. The Ritva says that the halacha is there's a component, the Ritva and the Ramban say there's an extra component of matzah, and when it come and according to the Rambam, it's an additional component of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. According to the Rambam, the act of explaining the rationale of the mitzvah of each mitzvah is a component of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, not of each individual mitzvah. In fact, according to the Rambam, there's more to the mitzvah, there's even more to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. It's not enough just to recount the miracles and recount the rationale of the mitzvot. There is a third requirement to perform certain activities on the night of the Seder during Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Certain activities. And you can look through in the Rambam and Hilchot Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, Halacha Zayin, Halacha Tet. And in Vav, it's Bechol Dor Vador, Chayav Adam Leharot Et Atzmo. That's the Rambam's famous, oft-quoted language. The Harot Et Atzmo, Ki'ilu Hu Yatzah Mitzrayim. And therefore in Halacha Zayin, Lefikach, Kishe So'eid Adam Balayla Hazeh, Tzarich Le'echol V'lishtot, V'hu Meisav Derech Heirut. You have to do it in a proper way. Your actions have to show that you're B'nei Chorin, and in Halacha Tet, etc. We see clearly in the Rambam that it's not sufficient to merely perform the mitzvot, but to actually have activities which reflect the sense of Heirut. Reb Chaim used to say, I heard this from Rabbi Rosner very recently, Reb Chaim used to say that the hardest mitzvah to fulfill is Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, because we have to say things, do things, eat, all this to feel Chayav Adam Lirot Et Atzmo, or Laharot Et Atzmo, Ki'ilu Hu Yetzah Mitzrayim. It's very hard for me to put myself in somebody else's shoes. I have to not only talk about it, but I have to physically act out. I have to physically think about. I have to be entirely consumed in everything I do on Pesach night with a sense of freedom. Perhaps this answers our original question about the necessity for Seder at the Seder. If our only obligation were to eat matzah, to eat maror, to eat Pesach, to drink the wine, to say certain words, then there would be no need for a Seder at the Seder. I'll drink when I want to drink, I'll eat when I want to drink. But these mitzvot are, according to the Rambam, parts of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. I have to talk about the story. Sure. But I also have to explain. I have to explain how and why the mitzvot were given. I have to perform activities to reenact it. I have to instill within myself a feeling that it's me who left Mitzrayim. And that's why in Perek Yudbet of Shmot, Vayaki Omru Alechem Benechem Mahavoda Zot Lachem, Viamartem Zevach Pesachu Lashem Asher Pasach Al Bate Bnei Israel, Viet Bateinu Hitzil. He saved me. The only way, says the Rambam, that I can actually achieve that level of fully identifying with the past and making the past the present by merging, as the Rabbi Soloveitchik says in many places also in Lonely Man of Faith, by merging past, present, future, it's all one, sitting at my Pesach Seder, at my own Pesach Seder is my great-great-grandfather and my great-great-grandson, neither of whom I have met. I have Avraham Avinu sitting at my Seder. I have Moshe Rabbeinu sitting at my Seder. And I have great-great-grandchildren sitting there as well. The only way to do that is through the Seder, in following the order of Chazal, so that I myself can instill within myself, within my family, within everyone around me, this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me from Mitzrayim, saved us. We were there. We almost were killed. We were almost destroyed. And yet God picked me up, picked us up, and took us to Mitzrayim. Took us out of Mitzrayim. In Mirza Hashem, we should all be zocha to fulfill all the mitzvot halayla, as we described, including in Mirza Hashem, eating the Korban Pesach. In Yushalayim this year, we can reenact and fulfill the mitzvah to its fullest. In Mirza Hashem, all of us together in Yushalayim, have a chag kasher v'sameach.